Joining me now is Larry Bowles. He's the director of the Aquarium Science Program, just a little bit north of here. I usually take up a ride on the bike up there. It's about 40 minutes, so up there. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me here today.
Now, I understand that there is a program that a lot of people might not be aware of, and I'm guessing it's available to, you know, most ages, but generally people out of high school. Is that correct?
That is correct. We actually have two types of students that go through our program. One group is the traditional community college student that has left high school, graduated high school, or maybe earned a GED. Some of them have earned a few credits along the way, but most of them don't have a lot of college experience, and they are earning an associate's degree, like many community college students. But we also have many students in our program that have actually already finished a four-year degree and have realized that our program offers some unique training opportunities that might help them move into a career path that they're interested in, which is primarily working in public aquariums, but also working in research laboratories and even fish farms, aquaculture type operations.
And what this program is, it's an aquarium science program. Right? Is it?
Yes, that's the term we use, aquarium science. I like to tell people, most people have heard of a zookeeper before.
Right.
Somebody who takes care of an animal that lives on land. Well, an aquarist is an animal care professional that works with aquatic animals. And so we are essentially training students to be aquatic husbandry specialist. That is a job that not everyone's heard of, but sort of like marine biology, but it also has elements of engineering and chemistry involved as well.
Is it as in-depth as marine biology?
Probably not. Certainly not as in-depth as, say, a four-year degree from, you know, U of O or Oregon State. We tend to be focused on applied knowledge and applied skills. Although that said, I think the students that go through our program that already have a four-year degree in marine biology, when they combine our skill training with their theoretical knowledge, that really is a important combination that helps them succeed in a career.
And, of course, this is at the Oregon Coast Community College, just north, right?
That's correct. We have our own building on the main campus in Newport. Some of you may know that Oregon Coast Community College also has a north and south campus, one in Walport and one in Lincoln City, but all the aquarium science activities take place on the main campus in Newport.
Now, what kind of jobs can people that come out of this expect to get? What kind of opportunities are there?
The bulk of our students have already identified a career related mostly to public aquarium work. And so, you know, most everybody knows about the Oregon Coast Aquarium, or maybe you've been to Monterey Bay or Seattle Aquarium. There are literally hundreds of aquariums around the country and also zoos with aquatic animals in their collections. And so that is what most of our students want to do. We have a minority, but a significant minority interested in other careers. Research facilities often employ technicians to work with aquatic animals. And then some of our graduates have gone into the private sector and operated things like fish stores or aquarium service companies, which are often common in large metro areas.
What kind of things do they learn in this program? What are some of the basics that they'll go through?
I like to describe the program as a three-part program or three-focus program. The obvious one to most people is biology or marine biology, and so we're learning some basics about fish and other aquatic animals, including invertebrates like sea stars and things you might see on the Oregon coast. And then we also have a significant time spent on chemistry, because the chemistry of the water that aquatic animals live in is really important and important to their survival. And then the third leg of our program I like to describe is applied engineering. It is the math and physics that go into heating and cooling water, moving it around with pumps, understanding the electrical needs and risks associated with working around water, especially salt water. So when I'm describing our program to interested students, I mention biology, chemistry, and engineering together.
Well, obviously, this program is for, number one, people who probably have a heart for the creatures in the sea, have a desire to understand some kind of science and math in this as well. Are there any other characteristics of people that go well with this type of career?
I think you've described it really well to start with. The other thing you often find in our students is an interest to share their knowledge and their concern and love for nature with the public. And so we certainly, those of us that have worked in zoos and aquariums, you know, part of our mission is educating the public, helping them understand how important our natural resources are, and that includes the marine life around us.
So you might see one of these graduates in a situation in an aquarium where they might actually also be doing a tour of some sort or educating people that are coming in through groups.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Now, many public aquariums have education staff, and they often are specialized and specially trained. But more and more we see in both the zoos and aquariums that the public really likes to hear from the individuals that provide animal care, and they, in fact, trust the information they get from caregivers almost more than anyone else at the facility, which is a sort of interesting discussion we could have another day. But we certainly expect our students to be able to speak to the public and convey sometimes complex information in an engaging way for people from 6 years old to 90 years old.
I imagine, too, in the way the climate is changing today, and I don't mean the actual climate. I mean the climate as far as animal care and things like that go. Is there a sensitivity aspect to this program that students will, you know, learn about the good do's and the bad don'ts of aquarium care?
Absolutely, yes. And animal welfare and concern has, you know, always been part of our job, as those of us that provide animal care. It's a field I've been involved in for 20 years in one way or another, and that's one area where we have evolved and advanced rapidly, and certainly the public has the same expectations. You know, in the past, we often didn't think much about a fish being a, you know, thinking, feeling organism, and we certainly have changed our thinking about that quite a bit. We're very lucky to have a veterinarian that teaches in our program, Dr. Tim Miller Morgan, and certainly a big part of our curriculum is learning about those health and welfare issues that apply to aquatic animals in the same way that your listeners probably care about their cat or dog at home.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine that would be so. I mean, those of us that grew up on shows like Flipper, you know, kind of, you know, had that sense of, wow, this is a very intelligent animal and, you know, something that we should pay a little more attention to. So mm-hmm. I guess that's also has been something that's been going on for many years now in aquariums.
Yes, I think the popularity of animal shows in general over the decades has been a really important way to engage the public in animal behavior and welfare and just general knowledge. It is sort of a blessing and a curse. Sometimes those shows get things wrong to be more entertaining, and we sometimes have to work against that. But overall, it's a positive thing. I think for younger folks, the people that are students in our program, they grew up with people like Steve Irwin and the Irwin family, which many people may not know, have a Oregon connection. Steve Irwin's wife is an Oregon native, and they spend quite a bit of time here. But yes, and regardless of the show, whether it be entertainment or documentary, I think folks have become more and more aware of just how complex animal lives are. And I think that places an important burden on us that provide homes for animals and human care, that we make sure their life is healthy and enriching and as best as it possibly can be.
Now, if a person wanted to learn more about this program or possibly even enroll in this program, number one, how long is it and how do they get to do that?
So the two degree tracks we talked about, the first one is the associate's degree. That's typically done in a two-year way. The first year is mostly the typical prerequisites that all college students take: English, psychology, math. The certificate program is a one-year program, and that is only for students that have already earned a four-year degree in biology or marine biology or something similar. And also, for the first time ever, we are working with Western Oregon University to offer a four-year degree, a bachelor's degree in aquarium science, which, as far as we know, is the first one in the country. Those students will spend 3 years at Western Oregon doing a traditional college experience, and then they will come to Oregon Coast in Newport for the last year of the program. And essentially, we'll have the same experience as a certificate student, but we'll earn that degree in 4 years instead of 5 years, like a person going through the certificate track normally.
So can they contact Oregon Coast Community College directly about this program, or do they need to go through another degree program?
Either one will work. Certainly, if you go to our website, oregoncoast.edu, you can find the aquarium science program, and we have information about all three of those degrees or certificates. Western Oregon also has on their website a departmental page, essentially, for aquarium science. But we work very closely with them, so I'd be happy to talk to anyone interested in that program as well.
All right. Larry Bowles, director of the aquarium science program at Oregon Coast Community College. Is there anything else we need to know about this before I let you go?
One last thing I'll mention is our program does begin in the fall every year, but the application process starts in December. So we are what's called a limited entry program. And so you do have to complete a lengthy application. It is not a situation where everyone that applies gets in. Most people are familiar with nursing school or something similar. And we work on the same model. We are definitely looking for qualified and excited candidates. We look for experience with volunteering with animals, prior dedication to animal issues, and also obviously good academics and science.
All right, Larry Bowles, thank you so much.
Been great to talk to you today. Thanks.
Up next, Alicia DiNicola talks with Jerry Rust about a sunken treasure on the October edition of Our Town.